and welcome to another episode. I'm Fallon, and this is Mark, and we are here to talk with you today about the words we chose for this year in place of a New Year's resolution.
Yep, so New Year's resolutions are obviously very common, but they're not very effective. In fact, most people end up kind of bailing out on their New Year's resolution within, well, definitely within 6 months. But many actually after just, like, I think it's a week, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I just heard on the radio, I think it was today, actually, by February 6th, I think a huge chunk is, you know, have quit by that point, too. So,
well, that day's coming pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So the reason why we choose a word instead is because we want to avoid that outcome. And the point of the word, though, is that we choose a word that actually helps us, well, let's say helps guide us through the year. Right. So the same intended, let's say, outcome maybe of a resolution. So it could be something for some people like being more healthy or deepening their faith, but also trying to avoid the bad outcomes of a New Year's resolution. So that's the intent of the word. Anything I missed on the setup for the word?
I don't think so. So if you missed it, though, you can go back to episode one and listen to that, and it'll give you more details about escaping New Year's resolutions and why we think choosing a word would be a better idea.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about our words and why we chose them, and then what we're going to do with them. Hopefully some practical things we can do, and hopefully it'll be helpful. So That's good. Let's dive in.
Okay. Are you starting with your word, or you want me to start with my word?
You should start.
Okay. Puts me on the spot like that. Mm-hmm. All right. So for this year, I chose the word obedience, and I have a scripture that goes along with it. And the scripture comes from James 1:22, and it says, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves." So I chose obedience, and that's my scripture to go with it. And, you know, over the past, I don't know, maybe few months or so, I feel like this conversation between you and I, Mark, has come up about living like we believe. You've asked that question, like, you know, what are we doing? Are we living like we believe? And what does that look like? And so that's just been on my heart. And so I feel like that's where my word comes from for this year. And, you know, I say I follow Jesus, but does my life actually show that? Am I walking the talk? And so upon just reflecting on those questions and praying about that, it became clear that there are specific areas of obedience that I should focus on, improving during this season of life. And so hence my word. Now, I am really excited about this word, but I'm also a little bit nervous because, you know, I don't know what the Lord may have in store for me this year, things He may have for me to do or want me to do. So I'm nervous and excited at the same time, but what I want to do is to be prepared to move forward or step forward in obedience when the Lord, you know, has something for me to do.
Yeah. And so our escape from the oral adventure is spontaneous obedience. So you chose obedience.
Well, yeah.
As the word for that. You didn't choose spontaneous, though.
No, so. I didn't. But I think obedience was in my mind before we had this podcast thing going, actually. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you actually, it's funny that you say that because, I don't know, maybe it's a quick aside. You actually got a really nice note from somebody, one of our friends, that just told you that the Lord was preparing you. So it's funny that, like, He's laid this on your heart.
Yeah, very true.
And now we started this podcast.
Yeah, so. Very true. It was a sweet note. I thought there was something else I wanted to say about that. Oh, so I wanted to kind of talk. Do you want to share your word first?
I'll share my word.
Okay, all right.
Then we'll hold up our signs.
Okay.
And then, then we will, we'll dive a little deeper in, I think.
Okay.
So the word I chose is produce. And it's all about really, it's interesting. It's very similar, I think, to your word in many ways, because yours is about obedience and doing, and same for me. It's about producing. And I used John 15:5, which is, "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." So
I like it. the reveal. Yeah. So if you're watching this, you can see us hold up our little signs. I don't know where to put my sign. We got, yeah. Okay.
Those are signs.
So we're going to put these, and it also has our scripture on there. So we're going to put these out where we can see them. We also have them on our chalkboard in our kitchen. And our daughter, our young daughter, actually picked out a word for the year too, which I thought was super sweet. She wanted to do it. She picked out a good word too.
I know.
Like, it's a good word for her.
And we're going to get into this, but she's even like creating ways to do it.
Yes. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. That's neat.
Okay. So should we dive in a little bit to... what we're going to do with it.
What we're going to do with our word.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So with my word, what I want to do is, well, okay. So if I just tried to obey all of Jesus's commands this year and that was my task, that's a bit overwhelming and actually pretty impossible. And so I don't want to focus on every single one all at once. So I was prayerfully considering which command or commands I should focus on this year. And as I was doing that, a couple of scriptures came to mind. And one is James 1:19, which is, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you all must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." And so that one came to mind. And then also Romans 12:18, which says, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, live at peace with all." So those two scriptures are going to kind of inform my focus area of obedience for the first 3 months of the year. And so my goal is I'll focus on that scripture for 3 months. And then as the next 3 months approaches, I'll figure out, you know, kind of what the Lord is laying on my heart for those months and then pick another scripture or two for that and then do that for the rest of the year. So when the year's done, I will have focused on four different areas and very intentionally throughout the year.
Yeah, I like that because when we talked about like you mentioned in episode one, when we talked about the word and the intent of it, we also talked about how it can, you can sort of change the activities that are attached to your word.
Yeah.
So you're going to do that.
Yeah.
The year. Pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Let me give a little bit of an intro to mine and then we'll maybe go a little bit deeper or talk maybe more specifically as well. So yeah, we talked about produce and,
produce.
Is it produce? No. No, produce, right?
We're not growing produce to sell.
Maybe that, you know, maybe there's something there. It's produce. Yeah.
But yeah. Good.
Anyway, produce meaning that was laid on my heart really early for the year. Like that's the word. I've been very fascinated by doing, right? So how do you be doers of the word and to your scripture? Yeah. And so I started doing a little bit of research and prayer and reflection about this as well. So I, and the second part of my scripture really started to stick with me, which was I first started with, I need to produce and do. And then the last part of my scripture on John 15:5 says, it talks about producing good fruit. And then it says, but for apart from me, you can do nothing. Mm. And so I said, I cannot lose that in my word and what I'm going to do. So I'm actually going to do really two big things for mine, or let's say two specific things. One is I'm going to start with abiding in Christ. So that's going to be part of produce. So even though it's about doing, I'm going to start with abiding. And so what I'm going to do, two things. One is I'm going to start every day with prayer.
Okay.
So we'll see how long or short those are, but every day with prayer. And the intent there is to get my mind right and also get my spirit right with God so that I'm listening to what he has prepared for me, the plans he has prepared for me. That's the first thing.
I like it.
And then the second thing is I want to also at the end of every day sort of take an inventory about what I've done that day and how I've abided in Christ and how also I've produced. So what have I done? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use a technique for that I'll talk about in a little bit. And then when it comes to actually produce, I have a couple specific things. One is the podcast our podcast is a very specific area in which I think this can be used, but also trying to look at, you know, well, what does it mean to produce good fruit? Well, there's fruits of the Spirit. Let's use the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Use those as when I take that inventory every day, mm-hmm. how have I used those fruits or produced those fruits in my life and in my work. So just those are the kind of two specific ways, I would say.
I think that's good. Yeah. With mine, you know, focusing on the quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to get angry, I've been reading this book called Gospel Fluency by Jeff Vanderstelt, I believe is the author. And just through that, I've realized that I like to talk a lot and don't really listen. I mean, in fact, and I've known this for a while, but it's just hitting me again like a ton of bricks. Like, I will just talk and I'll even ask a question and then I'll just keep talking or answer the question for the person or something. And it's like, Fallon, hold up. So my goal is to pray every morning this scripture. So my goal is to memorize this scripture and the Romans 12:18 one, which I pretty much have down so far, and my James 1:22. But I want to start out my day with those just so it is at the forefront of my mind. And then especially with our children, when they are talking or doing something that I need to correct or something like that, my goal is to pause before talking, right? I want to be quick to listen, even though I'm like ready to say something. And just take that pause and listen instead of wanting to speak all the time. So.
Well, that's a good one, because we've talked about this, I think, for years, you and I, that we have that tendency to talk through situations and talk more than we need to and through situations. And I think sometimes it's because maybe it's uncomfortable, especially if you're asking one of those questions that are harder, which you like to do with people.
Then I don't let them answer. I give them a way out.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so mine, I told you I'm going to use a very specific technique for that, that thing I'm going to do in the evening times. And first of all, I want to ask you, did you know that there's a competition for storytelling?
No.
You didn't know that?
I'm not surprised you found it, though, because competition.
Yes. So there is a competition for stories. In fact, so earlier this year, I read a book called Storyworthy by Matthew Dix.
Oh, I remember you reading that.
Yeah. And he is a expert storyteller and also champion storyteller. And basically, his thesis of the book is we talk to each other and we learn through stories. And so it's very important to be able to understand the structure of stories and know how to tell people stories, because that's how people learn and listen, and that's how concepts really sit in. But he introduced this concept called homework for life. And basically how this works is you have an Excel file, something very simple with two columns. The first column is the date, so today's date. The second column is just a free text column. It's one line. And what you do is write the date. And at the end of the day, so when I'm going to take my inventory, at the end of the day, I'm going to write two or three sentences about the day. And I'm being deliberate about two or three sentences, because I want it to be like a 5-minute exercise that I want to do. So I'm going to hijack his method a little bit, because mine's going to be oriented toward abiding in Christ too. So I want to make sure that's the theme of my story. So as I'm writing the stories every day, so my homework for life is going to be also about abiding in Christ. So
that's good. I like it.
That's mine. And I did want to give one example. So I wrote this earlier this year, because right when I read the book, I was pretty motivated by it. I don't have a lot of entries, but I have a few. And it's about when I was playing ping pong with my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just what I wrote. So it's two or three sentences. It says, she's talking about my daughter. She scored a point on me. She was so excited, and so was I, and I let it show. She wanted a bead for winning, orange, of course. I see myself in her playing ping pong with my dad many times. Now he's doesn't get around as well anymore, so I probably won't be able to play with him like I ever used to be. So I'm happy to play with her. And that's all I wrote. So I use that now, and then I can look back on that. And actually, when I was just reading that, I was like, oh man, I'm so glad I captured that.
Yeah.
Took me 5 minutes to capture that day. And now I can go back, look at that. And I'm going to use that, again, back in the context of reflecting on my day, taking an inventory of my day about how I'm abiding in Christ. So homework for life, I'm going to hijack it for my word and use that every day.
I think that's good. I think that'll also be a way that you can kind of measure progress or, you know, see how, and I know that's why you're doing it, but I think it will be neat at the end of the year, even at the end of like a month, to see how it's gone. I like that.
Yeah. So that's my word, and that's what I'm going to do.
Good. So hopefully this has kind of given you an idea of maybe ways, if you're choosing to use a word for this year instead of a New Year's resolution, maybe this has given you some ideas about, you know, how you can put that word into practice and, you know, make it something more measurable maybe or actionable. Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good word for that or not, but... Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I was just thinking about this is when we get to a new year, right, January 1st, I feel like the majority of us, and I'm including myself in this, we feel like it's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. It's everything's going to change. And it's not. I mean, I don't know how else to say that because it's really just another day on the calendar. And I feel like such a Debbie Downer right now, but nothing's going to change unless you resolve to make a change. So the fact that it's January 2021 doesn't mean that all the things in December 2020 are now magically gone or magically better or changed. The only way that change is going to happen is if you start it, right? If there's a change you want to make in whatever area that may be, then you got to be the one to do that. If you, just stop with that.
Yeah. Hey, you're practicing already.
I guess.
Well, what I was going to say is a little bit also, we're going to go deeper pretty soon in an upcoming episode about some ways to, everything's not changed. And all of the mess that we had is still there. And it's not going away overnight and not going away for a long time, probably in some cases. But what can you do? What's something you can do to, get on the path, you know, be obedient, get out of being stuck? And so we're going to talk about that in an upcoming episode more specifically. But think about that with your word if you choose to use one too. So pick your word, and your word can be really inspiring or it can be really practical, whatever. But as you think about the actions you're going to take, be realistic
too. Yeah, I agree.
I think that's a big thing, is be realistic. Like, don't say I'm going to spend 4 hours every day doing X, but you don't have 4 hours in the day. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
I think that would be a good practical thing to do. So again, you don't get discouraged by it. And by the way, if you're noticing that what you're implementing isn't working, the beauty of the word is you change that.
Right.
You say, okay, that wasn't working. I'm not going to do that every day. I'm going to do it 3 times a week. So embrace adjustments.
Yeah. To flexibility. I think we talked about in the Escaping New Year's Resolutions episode, the flexibility that you have with the word versus a specific resolution. And embracing that, I think, is a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else with this one?
No. Okay. I'm going to practice my quick to listen, slow to speak, and I'll be done talking.
Great. All right. With that, thanks for joining, and see you soon.
We'll see you next time.